Well, when the explosions happened, I was waiting to check the gas there where we'd cut a place. And while we was waiting there, why it started having a big roof fall. And it's just like lightning bugs arcing all over, way back in there. And then all at once, it just lit up like a big furnace. And we started running. There's four of us right there together. And two of the boys got killed. They didn't get out. And then my buddy, he got down. They went down there and got him out. I made it on out. And they sprayed us there on the outside the mines. And they took me and another boy in to Dan Hospital. And they was hooking me up, giving me some stuff there. The nurse over there said, my heart stopped twice. Said, you ain't supposed to even be living. Said, your heart stopped twice. Of course, I was in the fire, you know, coming out. Got burnt pretty bad there. And then I went back to work after they released me. I'd have went back in the mines if they'd have wanted me to go back in there, but they didn't want me to.
It's June 6, 1974. It was on a Saturday afternoon. I was working evening shift. And me and my buddy, we assumed the drilling process. And a guy came up and hollered in my ear and told me there was an electrical storm approaching. I said, well, I'll be right with you just in a moment. And lightning, I looked around and it was coming forked on the ground. And I felt it go off the ends of my fingers when the lightning struck. I felt it tingle, the awfulest feeling ever was. And then just one big rip off, 48 holes. The dynamite ignited. The closest one was around 8 foot of my back. So at that point, it just blowed me off the rig, took me through the air, through the timber tops, and dropped me over on the next levee down. Probably a couple 300 feet all total, counting the upgrade in the air and back down. And the rock went up with me, see. That's what saved my life. I always felt it was part of it. That if it ever pinned me to a tree or pinned me to something solid, the rock would have killed me. But I was going with the rock. However, my clothes looked like a sifter bottom. You'd have shot them a million times with a double-aught buckshot. It had been about the size the holes was in it. And I was laying with my back down and my head downhill. And my mouth was all full, stopped up, you know, just blue as I could be. And this boy went mouth to mouth then. To give me respiration, to get me breathing. And he said that he couldn't get me going that way, and the boy had false teeth. He pulled his teeth off and threw them down on the ground and went back at it again. And he said, I began to groan and move. And I was taken in the back of a pickup truck to Wise Hospital. And they told me that the doctor just slipped my clothes off of me and told him all I had was the good Lord. That it wasn't nothing he could do. It was in his hands now to latch the door and made everybody leave. He thought I was going to die. And, of course, I didn't know, you know. When I come around, it seemed like a dream, like a fantasy. But I can remember trying to hold on, and they said I had some leaves in my hand. Apparently, I got the leaves from the top of the trees, maybe 30, 40-foot trees on above me. And I've never been well or never worked since. I stay zapped all the time. I'm real weak, real nervous. I don't know, just one big nightmare.